Daf Chof Vov Amar Aleph Fanta. Again, the Madam Moss says, what Sando the Tanan Yenata, the Gabi Bechoris, Lamay Yuchasa. That's what we learned there from Isha, has a miscarriage, gives birth to a sandal. So Shalom is at the first, it's a Bechor, or the next one's called the Bechor. So Lamay Yuchasa, what's the difference? The question is again, with every sandal, there's a Vlad also. So what do I care to say what the second one's not a Bechor because of the sandal, even if the sandal is not called the Leda, but still, the Vlad comes out with the sandal, so it's called a Leda because of the Vlad, like there's a twin with the sandal. Again, the sandal, this is this miscarriage, this fetus that has his face like punched in. So since we hold it with every sandal, there's also another Vlad also. So the Mayhikos and Bichos Bechoris. Like the Havaminis, we're talking about the Geto Bechor, the next one that's born a year later. So Marin says, no, Levo Achra, we're talking about right now, that first the sandal came out, and then the Vlad came out, the twin came out with it. So now, Kamina is this twin, the second one, called the Bechor or not? And the Locher is, Bechor l'Nachla, yes, it is considered the Bechor to take Yerusha Pishnayim, because the first one, the sandal that came out, that's not something the father cries about when he dies, it's not called Liber Dovolov. Therefore, Vilchus Nachla, he's not called the Bechor. However, but the second one, the Vlad that comes out with it, that's called the Bechor l'Nachla, but V'yein Bechor l'Kayin, but the second one that comes out is not considered a Bechor for Pidyon HaBen, because Pidyon HaBen is totally in Peter Rechem, the first one coming out of the mother's stomach. So if, since the mice of the Sandal came out first, that should have been the din of Bechor for Pidyon HaBen, and since it dies, so much potter from Pidyon HaBen. Sandal is a sandal that's not Gabi Krisis. That we learned before, if Anisha has a miscarriage and the sandal comes out, that she's Chayiv a Korban or not. Was Machleik is there, whether it's called, is it called the lady or not, to Machayiv or Korban. So the question is again, the Mainav Kamino, should I be to bring a Korban anywhere because of the other Vlad that comes out with it? So the Gemara says, Lemay Hirchasa, so Mary says, Shem Taylor Vlad Derech Doifen, the sandal Derech Rechem, the Maisi Korban as sandal, and Afkamina is, let's say the Vlad comes out to a Caesarean, and that halacha in the, to a Caesarean, that the Tanakama, she's potter from a Korban, and then the sandal comes, the sandal, that this kid that comes out with the head squashed in, that comes out Derech Rechem. So it's the Kiddush that she's Chayiv a Korban, it's called a Leda, and Ishi a Leda, it has to bring the Korban. The yom that he holds and says Yotzeh Derech Doifen Vlad Malyu, that Yotzeh Derech Doifen is called a good Vlad. So Michael, what can you say then? According to him, she's Chayiv a Korban Vada because of the Vlad. So what do you have to come onto the sandal for? So Marin says Omer Rabbi Yimyo Shim Teled Vlad BeYotzeh Derech Doifen. Let's say first the Vlad came out when she was still a Goya, so at that time she's potter from the Korban. And then she was Mizgayer, and then the sandal Yachash Mizgayra. And then she gave birth to the sandal, that kid, the feet, so the face is punched in, that came out after she was a Jew, after she was Mizgayer. And therefore the Chiddush is, the Maisi Korban a sandal, that she has to bring a Korban because of the sandal. Now the Gemara says, Amru Rabbon and Kaim Rav Popo. The Rabbon said, there was a lock in front of Rav Popo. Is it true that we hold from these halachas altogether about the halacha, the sandal? I've a tiny learn like this. Kishen yoitzin and yoitzin ala kruchin. Then when the sandal comes out with its mate, with its twin, they come out mamish, tied together like hugging one another. So how many is right now? They have to come out the basachas also. Rashi's kruchim devukim zeh bezeh, like attached one to another. So how could it be? You say now by Ger that Vlad came out first and then the sandal came out later. We learned though that by a sandal they come out together, the kruchim zeh bezeh. So where it says, Omer Torah prophet says, if so, Shema Mina, from our Gemara, I understand what's the Shah in that Gemara that says they come out kruchim. Shemina Mikra Korach Lei Vlad Lesandal Al Palgei. Not the pshat that mamish like attached to one another, they come out mamish together. It just means that micha korach vlad l'sandal apalgei. Means to say that like the sandal is right in the middle of it, and Rashi says it means that shehav vlad tochov kinegati burish sandal. Like the head of the vlad is like stuck into the navel of the sandal. That's the way it is. So if it's possible to have different cases that one came out before the other. Or Mashav Lei Kalpe Reishen is pushing him out towards the head. Rashi Kolema, Doch Voi Vlad Beroishel Sandal Kalpe Chutz. like the Vlad, like its head is pushing against the sandal, pushing against the tabo, pushing against the navel of the sandal, and it pushes it outside. Therefore it could be like this. God, by Bechoris, by Yuchas Bechoris that we had before. We want to say the case was where the sandal came out first, and then the Vlad could go in Shiyotso Derech Hosheim. They came out through the heads. The head came out first. Therefore, the sandal kodem, the sandal comes out first. His head is there first. Vinofik. And therefore, that was the shadow by Bechoris, that first the sandal came out, and then the Vlad came out. So saying Alokhur is the Vlad has a locha of a Bechor Lenachlo, but not a Bechor Lekayim. God decreases, that we want to say before by Korbin, where the opposite, where the first of Vlad came out, and then after she is Mizgayer, then the sandal came out, she yotz derech magalaseyim, that they came out through their feet, and therefore the Vlad called them benofik, the Vlad came out first. And then first came out the sandal. So that's the parents. Even though the korech, not mamish like attached together, but just the head of one is stuck into the other one. Rav Huna bar Tachlifa, Mishmei the Rovim of Rova says like this, or the Mishmei the Rova only says like this, that I feel tamim with some, even if you want to say no, like mamas like hugging one another, they're attached together like, the Yepech Shmaita turn around the Shmaita Gabi Bechoris, and say like this, that Gabi Bechoris by Bechoris, Shiyot Derech Maglesayim, don't answer the way we said before by Bechoris, they went out the heads first, but rather say like this, by Yochas Bechor, where you want to say the sandal, came out first, that's where they came out through their feet. And therefore, Vlad, the Yislech Yusa, is a Vlad that has Chiyus that's going to live, Sarek, it like holds on, it doesn't slip out so fast. Vlenofik. But Sando, the less Bech Yusa, Sando that's dead then, so then for Sarek for Nofo just slips out. So therefore, they come out their feet, so the sandal slips out first. So that's the case of Bechorim. That first the sandal came out, and then came out the Vlad. So the Chiddush was, he's considered a Bechor Lenachlo, not a Bechor Lekayim. God increases, the mother is Chai the Korban, not where she was a Geyaris. So there is the Yotzaderech Rosheim, where the heads came out first. Since they're attached, like both heads come out at the same time. But the Chiddush is like this. Vlad the Yisbech Yusa of Vlad that's going to live. So then the locker is midanofa grace as soon as his head goes out. Heavy lady, that's considered a good lady. And therefore, it's good like she gave birth to the Vlad when she was still a Goya. And then she went to the mikvah, then she was Mizgayer. Sandal, the sandal first came out. That sandal was first called lady on the north of Rubik till robe of the body comes out. Because since the sandal is the mace is not going to live, it doesn't have the chshivas of just its head. Therefore, when is it called the lady? It's called Ledor, the Nofik Rod, the Nofik Rubei. So if in between, from the time that the head of the Vlad came out, until the rave of the body of the Samba came out, that's when the mother was Mizgayim. So therefore, it could be real, they're attached together like, they're hugging one another, but still you can have one come out before the other. Now the Mishnah says like this, Shilya Babayis, let's say that each Adam is carried to show you the placenta came out, and it's in the house. So locher is abayis tamei. That lock of tumas mace we consider as if there's a mace in the house, and everything in the house is tamei. Now loisha shuyi vlad, not that the placenta itself is the vlad, or rather it's a proof just because we say shen shuyi b'lo vlad. It's not possible the placenta came out and there was no vlad. That for sure the vlad came out with the shuyi, and it could be with nimuach inside the shuyi. But our koponim, there was a mace when he came out with the Vlad, therefore there's a Tumas HaMace here. Rabbi Shimon says, no, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Nimuka Vlad Achla Yotz. It's possible to say that maybe the Vlad like melted down inside the Shulya before it came out. And like Rashi says, then the Pshat is both brave with the rest of the Dam HaLeda. And therefore, there's no Tumas HaMace. Rabbi Shimon holds, if we just see the Shulya coming out now, there's no proof to say it's a mace there. Therefore, the house is still Tahor. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, like this, learned in the Braisa, Shilya Tchilosa Daima L'Chut Shel Orif. The Shulya, this placenta, as far as being formed inside the body, so Tchilosa, the beginning of it, is Daima L'Chut, like a thread, Shel Orif, of going across, that's the thicker thread. The Sefer at the end, after it forms more, then Doimek Keturmis. It looks like a turmis, that's like a big fruit. Rashi says, the Sefer, Kishialeches, Raveches, when it gets wider, Heavy Rocha becomes more like a turmis. V'chalule, it's hollow, the Gemara says, V'chalule kichatoitzus, it's hollow like a trumpet. Now, v'yein shulya p'chusa mitefach. There's no shulya, the shulya is not less than a tefach. In other words, Mustafa means when we have the din of the Nishtar, the Shriya comes out and we say there was a Vlad in it, that's only if the Shriya is at least the size of a Tefach. Less than that, we don't consider it to be a Vlad yet. Now, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Loimer, Shriya Daima Lekurkevin Shatanagurlim. Shriya's Daima to the crop of a hen, Shehadakin Yetzimimeno, that the intestines come out from it. That's the size, that's the way a Shriya looks. That's the size of a Shriya. Tanya would learn like this. Rabbi Oishia Ziri, he was the younger one, the minchaber b'schaberim of the chabura, like. So Rabbi Oishia was the younger one of his chabura. Said like this: Chamisha shiurim tefach. There are five different halachas that the shear of them is the shear of a tefach. The Elohim, these are the five things: shilya, we just said before, the shilya, the size of a shilya to say when it comes out of the mother that there's a vlad with it. It has to be the size of a tefach. Shofar, we'll soon see the shear of a shofar, how long it has to be, is at least a tefach long. Shedra, that's the backbone like of the lulav. How tall does the shedra itself have to be of the lulav? Daifin, a wall of a sukkah. Daifin sukkah, the wall of a sukkah. The ezav, who are then the high staffs that you use to dip in to matar the mitzvah of the ezav, also has to be at least a tefach long. Now we'll explain these five halachas. Show you then the placenta or the amon, like we just said. And when the placenta comes out of the mother, we say for sure there was a tumas leida, and there was, and there's tumas hanesia, because we say in the shoyu was a vlad, that's only if the shoyu is the size of a tefach, at least. Now, shofar, what's the name of a shofar? The tiny one like this. Kamli yehe shir shofar. How long does a shofar have to be yotza with? So, Pirish Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Shimon Gamliel explained this like this. Kadeshi Yavzena Biyodu, it has to be that if you're able to hold it in your hands with your four fingers, the urine is still some left sticking out, the urine lakan lakan. You can see a little bit sticking out on top and on bottom, and that here is a tefach. Because really a tefach is four thumbs. It's etzpa begoidum. It's the width of four thumbs. So when you use only your four fingers, they're not as wide as four thumbs. So therefore when you grab a hold of the shofar, it's not enough just that shear, but it has to be a little bit more on top and on bottom. So together, that's the shear of a tefach. Then the shofar is kosher. Shedra, what's the loch of the shedra? Mai, what's this halacha? The yomer of panach, omer of yechnon, shedra shalulav, which is this backbone like the shedra of the lulav, meaning to say, when it's still in one piece, before the leaves come to stick out the branch off on top, is the shedra itself. Sorach shia yoytzim and hadas, has to be taller than the adasim you have attached to your luluf. Tefach, it has to be above the adasim, another tefach. That's how long the shedra has to be. And then above that, of course, is where the olam, the leaves, starts to branch off. Before the leaves branch off, you have to have a tefach above where the adasim end. Now, doifin sukkah, we have the lock of a sukkah. The tanya went like this. Shtayin kuchosim, you have to have at least two walls, the right side, which is at least 7 tefachim. Shlish is the third wall, afil tefach, even though it's only long a tefach. It's also kosher for a sukkah, that's the lach l'mashim esinai, that the third wall of a sukkah is kosher even a tefach. So that's one of these five shurim, a tefach by sukkah. Ezev, what's the lach of Ezev? The Tani Rebbe Chia, Chia learned like this. Ezev tefach, how long does Ezev, this high stops have to be, that used for tefillah, mitzvah, so it has to be the size of a tefach. Omer Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, that Dorish Shilya Ish Kfar Tamrosa, that this person Shilya Darshan, he's a man of the city, this Kfar of Tamrosa, that Losa Masnisa, out of these halachas here, of the five halachas of the Tefach, three of them are from Mishnayisin, Vetarti Shmaita Turn, two of them are over from a Shmaita, he's from Amoroyim, from a Gemara. Shachira Tefach, that these five halachas of a Tefach. We ask the question, Tarti, are there really two halachas of Shmaitet of Gemaris of Amoroyim? Chodi, we only have over one just. Only the halacha of a Shedra that Rabbi Yochanan said over, that was the only Amora. But the other ones, Luchu, were all Masnisim, were over all Tanoim. So where do you have two of them to be from an Amora? So Mora says, Omar Abaye, Abaye answers like this and says, Eima said like this, rather, don't say that the Toni Rabbi Chia, but rather Omar Rabbi Chia said, So Rashi says like this, that really Rabbi Chiyo, he was in the lifetime of the last Tanoim, and also from the beginning Amoroyim. So it depends how Rabbi Chiyo says something. If he says the Tony Rabbi Chiyo, that's from like a Brisa from a Mishnah. But if he says Omer Rabbi Chiyo, that's his own member, that's like a Shemaitator, that's like an Amoroyim, because he was one of the first Amoroyim to be. Ezov, the Omer Rabbi Chiyo, Ezov Tefach, the Shir of an Ezov is the Tefach. The other most question, the Suleka, the no more shurim, to have a loch of a tefach, which is the width again of four thumbs, which let's say it's like 4 inches. So, Vika we have like this. For the more Vika there are more. There's a loch of tefach al tefach, al roim tefach, meruba. We have a square, that left a piece of wood, wherever it is, that's a tefach by tefach, 4 inches by 4 inches. Our room is the height of 4 inches off the ground. So lochri, this already could be a mechitza, or else it could be a gag, could be like an oil. So lochri is maybe as a tumah. Let's say this piece is on top of part of a mace, then the other end of it is a kli, so it has loch like an oil, like a tent on top, that brings the tumah down to the kli. And also, the chaitis of nea tumah, if you put it sideways, it could stop the tumah from going across. That's the size already of a mechitza. So the chri sees loch of a tefach by a square tefach. And also has to be a tefach off the ground. It's more stuff like this. I'll tell you, a tefach, kamina. We're only talking about a tefach. But a tefach, a tefach, like kamina. To have a shear of a square tefach by a tefach, that we're not talking about. We want to have a loch of five halachas here of just a tefach by itself. It's more still this. I believe there's another halacha. A loch like this. Even hayotze min atano. A stone that comes out from a tano. If you have this tano, this oven, it's a kli cheris. So it's mekabel tumah. So locher is tefach. If it sticks out a tefach from the tanner, it's still called part of the tefach. That's like the handle of the tanner, and it has tumah, or else it give off tumah. Or min akira, shalosh etzpois. If you have something sticking out from akira, that's a place you only put down one pot on top of. A tanner is a little bit wider. Usually you put two pots there. A akira is a little bit narrower. You only put one pot there. See, so the handle can only be sticking out shalosh etzpois, three etzpois. Chibur, that's called the chibur, it's called attached, and we don't say like it's aiming to be chopped off to say that it should not be moitzi tuma. In other words, let's say the tanner itself is tamei, and something else touches now this evan that's sticking out from it, it gives off tuma. So you see, there's a shear of a tefach, but it will be longer than a tefach, and then we'll say it's aiming to be chopped off, it's not called part of the kli, it's not a chibur to the tanner. So when it says no, the reason why we don't bring down this shear of a tefach is because ki kamrina run. Do I talk about a shear of a tefach? Heichad de botz mi tefach lechazi. We are less than this shear, less than a tefach. It's not fit. It has to be tefach or more. Like by a shayfer or by a lulav, it's less than a tefach. It's possible. Avlocha, but over here, this shear of this handle that's sticking out, kol shchein de botz mi tefach iyat tanru. Here's the opposite. That the smaller it is, for sure it's part of the tanner. For sure it'll stay there. You're not going to chop it off. For sure it'll be part of the tanner. That it would be moitzi tumah. The chiddush is that even though it's longer tefach, still it's attached. It'll stay attached. But once it's longer than the tefach, it's going to come off. But left, there's no chiddush. Therefore, it's not included in the loch is up at tefach. So still is Ivo Iko tanuri bonus. Is a loch of a small tanner that kids make. Rashi says now with kitana.